The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. You think your life is stressful? Consider the dragonfly. Just the mere presence of a predator can stress out dragonfly larvae enough to kill them, even if the dragonflies are out of the predator's reach and completely safe. Biologists place dragonfly larvae and their predatory fish together in aquarium tanks. The two were separated so that although the dragonflies could see and smell their predators, the fish could not actually reach or eat the dragonflies. And the dragonfly larvae that were exposed to predatory fish had survival rates 2.5 to 4.5 times lower than those that had not been exposed. Those that had grown up around predators were more likely to fail to complete metamorphosis successfully, more often dying in the process. The findings can be used as a model for future studies on the harmful and potentially lethal effects of stress on living organisms. However, it's good to remember that in nature, stress is a natural thing, even for dragonfly nymphs. Their moms lay lots of eggs, and the ones that do survive to adulthood have to be at the top of their game in order to survive, because dragonflies are tough, aggressive little predators themselves.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.